One of my favorite Bible verses of all time is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." And I've read that verse recently, and it made me reflect on the phases that we go through in our lives. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And as I reflected on my life, I realized that God had been with me through all of the phases of life. And I thought it would be interesting to reflect on these phases. You know, we all start, we're born, and we're a child. We don't know where we're going to be born, which families we're going to be born into. And it seems that that determines in a great measure what happens in the rest of our lives. In our childhood, we're dependent. We learn, we grow, we go to school. And that phase is very much determined by our parents, by our environment. But then when we become a teenager, we grow in our independence. And I'm very grateful that when I was a teenager, that I had a Christian background as part of my life. I went to church. And as I became more and more independent, I made decisions that became more and more dependent on the Lord. He was indeed directing my paths. I really was focused on playing golf, though. That was the most important thing in my life. As a young adult, the next phase of life, I wasn't so much dependent on my parents. I was making my own decisions. And I made the most important decision of all when I was about 20. And that was to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and become a Christian. And that has affected me and in the whole of the rest of my life as I've went to university, got a job, which was as a teacher. And then in all the choices that I made, I can look back and see, yes, indeed, God was directing my paths. The next phase in my life is when I met this beautiful girl. And we ended up getting married. And that was life-changing for me because now I was sharing my life with somebody else and loving somebody. And it wasn't long before another big phase came along, and that's having children. And I can remember coming out of the hospital with this baby in my arms and thinking, oh, I don't know what to do. But God was with me and with my wife, and we wanted the best for our children, and we did our very, very best to give them the kind of life that I had had. And so this phase in my life was all about growing in maturity, growing in serving of God, growing in serving of others, seeking to make the best of my life. And as I look back, trusting in the Lord with all my heart, yes, leaning not on my own understanding, yes, and in all my ways acknowledging God. That's what I was doing in these early phases of my life. And Proverbs says, he will direct your paths. And I'm glad that he directed me in the paths that he did, to the wife I married, to the children that I had, to the job that I had. My job was as a school teacher in those days. And yet my heart, the thing that was most important to me, was to serve the Lord, to follow him, to trust him, to walk with him, and to go through life. And I'm glad, I'm really, really glad that I did that. Well, at this stage in my life, in this phase, I was certainly knowing the blessing of God and what I was doing. I was wanting to follow him and serve him. But like many, many, in fact, I reckon most people, the next phase of my life was quite different to that. And it was what I would call a test. And I had a big test in my life. For some people, it's sickness. For some people, it's death of loved ones. For some people, it's accidents. But we are tested to see who we really are. And for me, that was, I was a teacher. I was a preacher. I was a servant of God, family man. And I lost my voice. I had my voice operated on 3 times, and I ended up not being able to talk. And so the test for me was to lose all the things that were important in my life. And what happened was that I still trusted God, even though those things which were important in my life were now no longer there, or my wife was, and my family, of course. But the things that defined me, I was no longer able to do. But out of that, God directed my paths. He led me into new directions, new phases of life, new opportunities. And I think that for most of us who go through testing times in our lives, we can see it positively or negatively. If we see it positively, it can open up for us lots and lots of other opportunities. And that's what it did for me. I got a job at the correspondence school where I could still be a teacher and yet not have to be able to talk. And from that, as my voice came back gradually, I got a whole new career as a trainer rather than a teacher, working with adults rather than children. And it seemed as though by trusting in the Lord and acknowledging Him in everything, He did indeed direct my paths. As life went on and new phases of life unfolded, I had a big change that I think many men particularly find as they get older, a sort of a midlife crisis where we realize that the things that we're doing in our lives, we really want them to be significant. I want to do things which really count, not just things that were successful. I was successful in my life, in my work, but I wanted to do things which were of significance. And so from that time till this, that's exactly what I wanted to do, to be significant, do things that really count. And as I've gone into the next phase of life, of aging, getting older, bits don't work like they used to, and I can't do the things that I used to be able to do, I've learned to accept that and to trust the Lord in each of the phases of life. I still focus on loving my family, serving God, serving others, but I have to do it in a different way. As I've gone into retirement, I've learned that I have to accept that. And that has brought new opportunities and new freedoms to me that I didn't believe was possible when I was young. And I think it also comes with a recognition that my time on earth is finite and that there is something better that awaits me. Heaven awaits me. And when I'm working with young people these days, I sometimes ask them this question that I ask myself and perhaps I ask you. What would you like to be remembered for or as? For me, I hope that is to hear the voice of Jesus when he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." I've found that God is faithful in all phases of life, that I can trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. If in all my ways I acknowledge him, he will direct my paths.